Part 30, Chapter 3. The bowl of the firing platform area had been stripped of tarpaulins. A Russian trooper stood in each rifle pit, the noonday sun harsh on their white tunics and glittering weapons. A few emissaries lounged in the shade under the pagoda eaves. Johnny called for the host and ordered him to get the lords into the conference room. Stormalong, hearing the stir, popped out of the ops room with a dispatch in his hands, intending to rush over to where Sir Robert and Johnny stood. But the broad arm and bandaged hand of Colonel Ivan stopped him.
Leave them alone,
Colonel Ivan managed in English. He had his orders. He stood and watched the emissaries going in the conference room door. He knew Johnny would be going in there in a moment, and he knew what Johnny was going to do. It made him a little nervous for Johnny, since he would have no direct protection in there. A casual glance had told him that many of these lords were secretly armed for all their fine clothes and arrogant ways. When Johnny gave them the shock that was planned, they might react in violence. It would be like swimming in a river full of crocodiles. Colonel Ivan made up his mind. If they hurt Johnny, not one of these fine lords or these bank people would leave Earth alive. But that was no immediate help for Johnny if they turned on him. And that they well might do. Angus was kneeling by the atmosphere projector, putting some final touches to the adjustments. He glanced across the bowl, saw what was happening, and speeded his work up. They would need it in a moment. Stormalong, frustrated, fluttered the dispatch in his hand and, still restrained by Ivan, watched the last of the lords file in. Then there went Sir Robert and Johnny, following them. Inside the conference room, the host was adjusting chairs and helping the lords get settled. The small gray men and McAdam and Baron Von Roth entered and took seats along the wall. Sir Robert stood with Johnny alongside the raised platform. Sir Robert was shooting glances at the lords from under bushy gray eyebrows. Somehow, these mighty powers had to be brought to heel. He did not much mind tearing into them. He just hoped the final outcome would not be disaster.